So what financial records do businesses use to monitor finances? So there are two financial records or two financial accounts. You've got the profit and loss account and the balance sheet. So all organizations, commercial or non-commercial, need to keep financial records of their transactions. This is to ensure that they have enough money to pay their expenses. At the end of their financial year, performance is summarized in these two accounts. And as I said, one is profit and loss and the other is the balance sheet. So what is a profit and loss? So a profit and loss or a P&L account shows the amount of income earned, any expenses that the business has, and any profit made by the business. It also look at these three things. One, how much profit was paid out in, or how much profit was paid out in tax. Two, how much was paid in dividends. And three, how much was retained in the business for the future. So retained is putting profits back into the business. So your profit and loss account will usually have the following layout. You have your sales first, then you'll take away your cost of sales. Now your cost of sales is made up of your opening stock plus your purchases, take away your closing stock. The figure you get, you'll take it away from your sales and you'll get your gross profit. From your gross profit, you'll take away expenses and that will give you your net profit. So the main difference between your gross profit and your net profit is your net profit, you take away your expenses from your gross profit. Less your corporation tax, less dividends, and that figure that you get then is your retained earnings. So your retained earnings is money that you have at the end. Some companies will retain the earnings and will pull back into the business or they'll plow back into the business. So a couple of terms that you need to know from the profit and loss. Cost of sales. So this is the cost of purchasing or making the product. For example, the raw materials in your purchase stock. So your cost of sales is your opening stock plus your purchases, take away your closing stock. Your gross profit then. So this is the profit before any expenses or interest being deducted. Low gross profit indicates that the cost of raw materials are too high or that the selling price is too high. So you need to reduce them if you want to have a better ratio for your gross profit or a better figure for your gross profit. So your selling price is too high, so people aren't buying it. Your raw materials is too high and it's costing you more to produce the product. And then your selling price then, it's either too high where people are not buying it or it's not high enough. Your expenses then, these include items such as rent, wages, electricity, light and heat. Net profit, this is a profit after expenses are deducted. A low net profit indicates that the business expenses are too high and the main expense be too high, which would be your wages or your rent or your insurance. Corporation tax, this is a tax that is paid by companies under profits. Dividends, this is a share of the profits that are paid to shareholders. And retained earnings, this is a profit that is left after all expenses, costs, and dividends have been paid out. It is an important source of long-term finance. So they're the terms that you need to know for your profit and loss. Cost of sales, gross profit, expenses, net profit, corporation tax, dividends, and retained earnings.